This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so what do you think famous couples should do when they're getting a divorce? Should they...
Should do about what?
Tell everyone. What if they're not getting a divorce? And people are saying they're getting a divorce. Should they make fun of it? Or should they say...
If people are saying they're getting a divorce and they're not, I think it's in good nature on their part to make fun of it and kind of be self-degrading.
Deprecating,
yes.
Yeah, I knew what you meant, Thank Simmons. You. I got you.
Thank you. It's early in the morning.
It's okay. Self-deprecating. It's something I know well. I got this, dude.
If they're really,
it's one of my main words.
Yes.
I think if they really were divorced, if they really were getting divorced, then it would be in poor taste.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're really getting divorced, but Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, the rumors are rampant.
No.
So they're just making fun of it. They did a video to mock the story that they were getting divorced.
Okay. Now, Allie, as someone who openly talks about Facebook and social media being fake book and putting out this front.
Yeah.
Do you think, now knowing all of this, do you think that this is a front and they actually are in dire straits?
Well, I do think that when there's smoke, there's fire. However, this story came from In Touch, okay?
Okay.
In Touch Weekly is stupid. They don't have any remotely real stories.
I saw it on Yahoo, but that could have been a link to the In Touch article.
Well, it also could have been a story about how they're making fun of it. So they put up their own video mocking the story. Nothing. They just put up this video and they said that this story claimed they were splitting up, which again is not a long shot when we know Ashton Kutcher's history.
Yeah.
I mean, he cheated on Demi Lovato. Demi Moore. Yeah. Thank you. God, I can't even remember Demi Moore's name.
Weren't he and Mila Kunis together and then apart and then back together?
Well, yeah, like in high school when they were on that 70s show, I think they had a thing and then they went their own way. They were like 17.
Very young.
Yeah. That doesn't even count in my book.
No, there was like a teenage love and they went out, they lived their lives and then
they probably
found
came
each
back
other.
Together because they couldn't find anyone else as famous as them.
Okay.
They might have settled in the end, actually, as I'm saying that out loud. But that's not the point.
Can you imagine?
You're settling with.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm settling with Ashton Kutcher.
That is settling when he's got a history like he does.
I'm settling with Mila Kunis, Meg Griffin from Family Guy.
I want to say a leopard can change its spots or a cheetah can change its spots.
He cheated on Demi Moore.
Exactly.
Dude.
So that's why he might have.
While being a huge part of her family, friends with her ex-husband.
Yeah, and they were doing the same thing. They were doing the social media posts out together as the happy modern family.
Acting like nothing was wrong when everybody said there was something wrong. And then the story came out about how he slept with some chick in San Diego, which means there were plenty of chicks.
Now I got to do a 180 and I think it's real. I got to do a 180 now. You talked me through it. I think this might be real.
Maybe he grew up.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's not like he cheated on his girlfriend when he was 25. He cheated on his wife. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe we're all being punked.
You know that show? That's not that funny because that show's coming back. Did you know that?
No. Oh,
that show's coming back without it having anything to do with Ashton Kutcher. So it's not even a long shot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be watching.
Yeah. They're bringing it back.
I got to Google this now, Allie.
Seriously. Bringing it back.
I'm bringing
but
that
no
up.
No Ashton Kutcher, yeah. Look it up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. You have something that happened to you yesterday?
I have three pieces of good news. One, I lost 2 pounds. Okay. So I'm going into maintenance because I can't keep losing this much weight. This is absurd. I'm too skinny now. So I'm going to start smoothing out a little because I've been losing weight every week and I weigh too little now to be losing this much weight every week. It's not normal. So I'm going to start adding foods back in. I've been working out.
Kim, you weren't here. I went to the gym with her.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, you missed it.
Oh, man. So you can come. Okay, I want to.
I walk out of the locker room and I look to my right and I see this tall, like, it's almost like a piece of paper, like a sheet of paper. I can barely see it. I'm like, is that a human?
Riggs turned the corner and go, Jesus.
I go, Jesus Christ. I think I used an expletive.
I said, you see me every day. Uh-huh. I don't know what. It was just the outfit I put on at the gym.
It was just seeing you in like gym clothes.
In tight gym clothes.
You were in comfortable, like loose fitting clothes because you weren't ready for a workout. And I could just see your body the way it's completely completely changed.
It's insane, right?
Yeah.
And from different angles, you're a different person.
Yeah.
Because we're used to seeing you face to face with you right now. All when right, I looked down the hall and you're like Rick said, sideways, I'm like, what's that blonde piece of paper? Oh, it's out.
I don't want to be a blonde piece of paper.
Hold on. Go.
I don't want to be that skinny.
Let the air out of her head right now, dude. This is everybody's good news. You had three things, and that was your one thing. What's your two thing?
I got my birth control inserted, and everything went smooth.
I was waiting for that.
Allie cannot have babies right now for 5 years unless I take it
out. IUD.
Yeah. No more babies. Till I'm 45, and then I can't get pregnant anyway. So I got the birth control inserted.
Yeah.
And thirdly, finally, it happened. Luke Perry asked me on a date.
Yes!
He finally asked me on a date. I was getting exhausted by him.
Did you have to lead him into it or prompt him? Good. There you go. See?
It's about time.
That's what I said.
I literally said
it's about time, dude.
Mm-hmm. And how long has it been now?
Since what?
Since you started talking to him.
I started talking to him on Monday.
So less than 7 days.
He says to me, well, actually, I'll tell you what he said to me at 6:30. Why he hadn't asked me out.
Okay.
So how about that?
Oh, no, there's a reason. I'm excited.
Well, he gave me a reason why he hadn't asked me out.
Well, we'll see if it's legitimate. We'll see if it's legitimate, though.
Like, he offered it up without me asking. Ooh. So I'll see what you guys think.
Didn't ask right in town. Gibbons, what's your good news?
I've got the coals ready. We're gonna bring Allie through the fire. My good news is today is my favorite day of the year. It is the longest day of the year. It is the summer solstice.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, it is?
Every year on the summer solstice, June 21st, I make it a point to spend as much time during the day outside as possible.
Yeah.
And when I went outside to walk my dogs at 4:20 this morning and I could see the light, like sunlight
Isn't
outside.
Isn't it crazy?
I was like, yes, it's the great day.
Which means it's going to be light out till like 10, right?
Yep. It's going to be awesome. I love it. Every year, I love it.
Thank you for saying that, Gibbons, because my good news is that since it is such a nice day, I get to finally jump out of a perfectly good airplane. I'm an odd human that likes doing that type of thing. And being that today is the longest day of the year.
Can you say you're going skydiving? Because all you say is, I'm going to jump
out of a perfectly good airplane.
Like, you're not being specific enough. I'm going to jump out of a plane.
I'm going skydiving in East Troy. And it's going to be the longest day of the year, so I can get more jumps in, so I can jump until like 8:30 tonight.
How long does one jump take?
I could do a whole cycle in about 25, 30 minutes. You could bust out two, maybe three in an hour if you're going fast.
8:35 is when the sun starts to go down, Ooh. Gibbons. That doesn't seem that late, though.
No, that's when it starts, but the sky will still be bright.
Lit up till like 9:30.
Can you, Riggs, please go as many times as possible and let us know Monday, until the last moment, until they're like, dude, it's way dark. No, I still want to go.
We can go at night. They do night jumps. I just don't want to do that.
Let's not get crazy. Yeah. It's the longest day of the year for a reason.
Seriously.
Summer's finally here. It is the first day of summer. So good news, man. Good news.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So I guess an update on this guy. He was an army recruiter. He was charged with hacking the system of Kohl's Cash.
Shameful.
Which sounds like a pretty detailed plan, I would guess you could say. He was going through and taking numbers, essentially, and then selling them on social media.
Awful.
Taking Kohl's for like $300,000.
Riggs and I talked about this earlier this week. He doesn't have any recollection of this discussion, Gibbons, which is worrying me.
No.
And I remember him saying it was like $90,000 and all this stuff. And like, I'm worried about you, Riggs.
Why are you worried about
me? Because you're like, we never talked about that. And I'm like, that's what I used to say. We never talked about that and I didn't know what was going on.
But Allie, you and I talked about it too last week and you didn't remember that either. So I'm kind of worried about you as well.
Yes. I'm going to pull up the break and you're going to feel like an idiot because Riggs and I talked about it within the past like few days. It was definitely this week.
I don't know.
Because I remember looking at Riggs in the eyes and being like, wait, what? How did this happen? I had so many questions. Riggs explained it to me on the air earlier this week. And then we talked. I swear to God, just wait.
We got to find it then.
I'll find it. Don't worry. It won't be that hard.
So is this guy, he's still in trouble with the feds? He's charged? He's...
Yeah, because I don't know what the update is. Is there an update? Obviously, I'm assuming, because he told me what he did.
He pleaded not guilty. But the charges against him are wire fraud, identity theft, and aggravated identity theft. So You can't do that with Kohl's Cash. You got to go there the legit way and buy your stuff and then get your Kohl's Cash and then go back the next day or whenever the Kohl's Cash dates say, because he was like flubbing the dates and everything to make it work for other people.
Idiots.
You can't do that, man. You can't do that. So,
business ethics, man.
Right.
Big Come time. On.
Business ethics 101.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
This is pretty funny. Russell Crowe and Leonardo DiCaprio, they must be funny when they drink together, let me tell you. Because Russell Crowe, which Gibbons said he heard this interview, admitted that he purchased a dinosaur head from Leonardo DiCaprio. He said, I bought it for my kids. Yeah. And he said there was a bunch of vodka involved in the transaction.
Right.
Which took place at Leonardo DiCaprio's home, which is even funnier.
Yeah, why does Leonardo DiCaprio have a dinosaur head of all things?
Why not?
This is what's so funny about what Russell Crowe said. He said, quote, I think he started the conversation like, I've got this one, but there's another one coming on the market that I really want, so I'm trying to sell that one. And then Russell Crowe said, I'll buy it.
Yep.
So he said, you know, he would buy it. And he was happy about it. 30 or 35 grand, something like that. What it's worth and what he paid him for.
Yep. The greatest part, though, he said he bought it for his kids. And once his kids got over the dinosaur phase.
Which took 2 days, probably.
Yep. He sold it for twice the price.
So, Russell Crowe did?
Yep.
Nice.
Bought it for 30, 35, flipped it for 60, 70 grand.
Yes. Was it part of this Art of Divorce auction he was a part of?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, when Russell was. Yeah.
Do you remember when he auctioned off the jockstrap from like Cinderella Man?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And John Oliver at Last Week Tonight on the HBO show bought it and sent it to a Blockbuster Video, one of the last remaining Blockbuster videos in like Oregon, so they could display it and stay afloat as the last remaining Blockbuster. And then Russell's Crowe response to that was he opened a Koala Chlamydia Award Australia in John Oliver's name. It was the John Oliver Koala Chlamydia Award.
Oh my God. That's funny that he had a whole auction to mark the end of his marriage with all the crap from his marriage, Russell Crowe did. That's pretty funny. Look, I just want to drink with Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe because it would be fun as hell.
Oh my God.
So you can buy stuff from their house?
For a discounted price. I mean, a dinosaur head for 30 grand. It's an investment, man.
Right?
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm not thinking about buying anything when I'm sitting in the middle of those two drunk.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
I said I want to eat this kid up.
Why do you want to eat a child?
Allie, you can't eat kids, dude.
Do you remember when Jaden came in
this
week?
That's her thing, her cannibalistic thing. It's the cute mom thing.
I say it and Hudson loves it. He goes, you're going to eat me up?
Oh. Right.
Sorry, you want me to tell you what I was talking about?
Yeah.
Jaden, he's the adorable 11-year-old that came in this week. He wrote a book while his mom was deployed.
I started reading it. I got a copy of it. I wasn't here for it, but I started reading it. Yes.
I'm glad you got your copy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called A Green Light for What, Mom?
A Green Light for Mom.
Yes. Yep. And so he wrote it while his mom was deployed because he basically journaled the whole time. He's from Menominee Falls. And that's how he coped, which is amazing. And they published it into a book to help other kids and families whose moms are deployed. Because there are tons of books about dads being deployed.
Yep.
There really aren't many about moms being deployed and how you cope with it.
That's a unique situation.
It's got to be hard for your mom to just be gone, you know?
So, I can't imagine what it would like to be his age and then mom's gone for a year at a time to go fight for our freedom.
Qatar, that's where she was.
Oh my God, I got chills.
For him to have the capacity, he has a better mental health capacity than most adults. That's an amazing coping skill.
Crazy.
Writing out like that.
So his mom, Tina. Hey, Tina.
What up, Tina?
And she said, so Jaden was right. Jaden's 11.
Yeah.
Jaden said by the end of the week, this guy was going to ask you out. Because what happens is when people come in, they go, what's going on with your dating life? That's all anybody wants to know about you.
So what's going on?
Used to be weight loss, now it's dating life, right?
So what's going on with your dating life?
So finally asked me out.
Now, you've been talking to this dude.
I said, how many times do I got to FaceTime this guy before he's going to ask me out? We had FaceTime 4 nights in a row or something like that. So I was getting impatient.
Now this is Tinder Luke Perry, correct?
Yes, that's what I call him.
Yes. Okay.
And I was like, this is like, if you don't ask me out, I'm going to go to the next because I'm going to get bored because
time is money, honey.
There's people on deck. If it was just me and you, it'd be different.
Well, yeah.
But I don't have time for that.
You're taking bids right now and you want somebody that's going to make an aggressive bid.
Kind of. Yes. Yes, actually.
A hot commodity bid.
And I'm not even necessarily looking for a boyfriend. You know what I mean?
No, you're just looking for a sausage.
Oh, that's not true either.
You're looking to get to know new people.
That's not true either.
You said yourself the other day, you got to get under somebody to get past the last guy because you're always thinking about him. Just 11 with that.
Listen,
you got to get intimate, at least make out with somebody
else.
That's
what I'm saying. You have to be in person with someone to really know if you like them.
Right. No doubt.
Like,
no
FaceTime's only one thing, but like, let's say I'm FaceTiming you, Gibbons, all week, and then we get in person, we have no chemistry. Uh-huh. Could you imagine?
Allie, we shared a moment yesterday off the air after the show that you thought was going to be weird, but it was my way of explaining to you the difference between your FaceTiming and your face to face with someone.
What do you mean?
When you're FaceTiming, it's a totally different world. You're looking at them, but they're through a phone, so like you have a connection, but not a full connection.
It's not the same.
When you're face to face and you can like lock hands with someone,
touch
them on the shoulder, in the face.
Yeah. It's a totally different world. Yeah. So now you've got past the FaceTiming. He finally asked you out.
No, Gibbons is right. You get a physical connection. Like, not talking sexual. I'm talking like you could literally see them sitting across from you. You can get a better vibe from somebody.
I don't give it up the first sight. I wait till the second. Come on, let's be real.
She's a classy broad. She waits till the second.
Or the next day after midnight. So
I finally, last night, he texts me again because I was taking Gibbons advice.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting back. So he texts me.
Smart.
And he texted me a little earlier. It wasn't so late like it always is. So I was
He's learning. Yes.
Like, let's go. Yeah. Like, you don't need to wait till 9 to text me. So then he's like, hey, do you have time to get a drink or dinner this weekend?
I'm
like, hallelujah.
I got a question.
Hallelujah.
Question. Was there small talk and then he asked on the date, or was it just, hey, what's going on? Let's go.
Back to the chase.
I got to know. These are important details. You are so detail oriented.
That was one question.
This?
How are you losing your mind after one question?
Because I can't remember how it went.
Oh, she's going through the text history. Right?
Oh, yeah. So there was that much texting involved that there was a full.
He started with saying, I've got good news. I don't have to go into work this week. Like, he started with that. Like, they're like essentially kind of throwing it out there.
I have free time.
Good move, Luke.
I have free time.
Do you have free time?
Good move, Luke. Yeah. Okay.
Luke.
Hey, he's Tinder Luke Perry.
TLP.
So then
TLP.
I said, yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then just sat back again.
Yep, let him do the planning.
God, your free time? Well, okay.
Damn straight. Now you know he's got the time to plan the date.
Old Allie would have been like, great, you want to get a drink?
let's go to such and such and so and so. Nope.
So then he said, if you have a free hour or two, would you be interested in meeting up for a drink or dinner? And then I said, yes.
That's it? You just, yes?
Yes. So then I said, I'm busy, but yeah, I have a stretch where I could definitely hang out with you. And so then, so we set something up for Saturday night. And then he said something like, sorry it took so long to ask. Historically, I've had a tendency to make snap decisions.
So
he said, in all aspects of my life, and I've come to find that things normally turn out better if I take a little time and think things through. So he did. I didn't ask. He told me that. And I was like, oh my God, like, that's fair.
That's totally fair.
Especially when I came from the dude that tried to back me into a corner in 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, I was literally like, Mountain Man wanted to be exclusive after like 3 days, and it freaked me out.
This guy wants to examine every single aspect of you and the relationship, but what it possibly could be before you realize. But I thought you wouldn't know everything about everybody up front right away.
Gotta
show all your cards.
Do you like that or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, no, I love it.
He thought it out.
He didn't want to jump the gun. Mm-mm. He thought it through. Thought it over. He said, "I'm in a little bit of a sissy in the totally." He admitted it.
He probably heard me going off about how many days do I got to FaceTime this guy.
He's
before.
A sissy.
No.
I don't think he's a sissy.
I think he's mature. I think he's a very wise human being that wants to make good life decisions.
And the other one was emotionally immature. Yes. That's why he tried to be my boyfriend in 3 days, which is crazy.
Tinder Luke Perry sounds more intellectual. You'll probably get more brain.
Intellectual.
Yeah. Mm.
He sounds intellectual, so don't feel bad if it gets sexual. I'm just saying.
Giggity.
If you're feeling the vibe, it's Friday night. You feel all right. You're feeling fun, fast, and free.
Do
your thing, girl.
Luke Perry this weekend. Is that what you're trying to get?
Go have lunch with him today, so tomorrow can be the second day, so you can sleep with him tomorrow.
I did have an honest question.
Crazy.
What time is your date on Saturday?
A little bit after 8.
A little bit after.
I have a thing I got to do. Yeah, I totally. Have a thing. Okay. Uh-huh. So I'm busy until 8.
I got a thing, she says.
No, I really do have a thing from 7 to 8 at my gym, Bridgewater Performance. I'm going to go to this like mental and physical thing. It's like a workshop.
Oh, that's bad.
How you like tie the two together to like help your health. So I promise I would go to this and I'm excited, but I can't go till after 8 when it's over.
So you're going to
So I'm going to meet him. Oh, and then
you should go to that with
I said to him, No.
No, way. That, no way.
No, dude, too soon. I got to meet the guy. I'm not taking him to my events. You got to meet somebody first. That's weird.
That would be weird for him, too.
I did say to him, a drink only, please. And then I said, I want to go for a drink because a dinner is too much pressure. I said, you get two people at a dinner, and it's like, if it's awkward, I was like, dude, we got to start with a drink. Allie, I can't.
Allie. Drinks could just be a conversation.
Do you want me to be honest? A dinner, I know my limits. Of like my the things I can handle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A drink is good to start. Let's just start with a drink. That doesn't mean we can't eat dinner.
You can easily back out of a drink and leave it and go if you have to.
I don't want to back out. No, I want to go for a drink.
You're saying if you have to. Dinner is a commitment because then you got to wait for the food to come out. There's the courses. There's
That's
the,
what I told
the
him.
Waiting
I said,
in between, the awkwardness.
If we don't like each other, we're stuck
if
we go out for dinner.
There.
Okay.
You gotta
I
wait
said,
for
if
food.
You don't like me and I don't like you or whatever, I said, then what? We just sit there through a whole dinner? It's a waste of time and money?
Drinks is non-committal. You can have a drink and be like, well, I got to go. Oh, sorry, something else came
but
up.
Hold on.
Bye.
Is
with
it,
the dinner, you're stuck for
it was
at
nice
least 45 minutes.
Offered, though, for the dinner, right?
Yeah.
I thought
good
that
vibe,
was really sweet.
Good vibe. Now, did you say to him just a drink, or did you say a drink and if we're vibe? Like, did you get it all out there?
Well, he
a
texted drink? Me what I told you about. You know, everything I told you. And then I FaceTimed him before, like later at night. And then I told him all of
so
that.
Is it,
I told him
So
that.
Is it in... I'm just speaking off
Ask
the top of my...
Ask me everything.
Is it set in stone that it's only a drink? Or if you go there and you're feeling the vibe, could a drink turn to two, then turn to dinner, and your quick date turns into a 3-4 hour night?
For sure.
Okay, so that's okay.
I'm
so
down for whatever.
So you have
but
your
I
perfect.
Want to start with a drink.
Okay.
I would hang out with you all night if you're fun.
Okay.
Hell, I'd spend the
She's
night
open
with
to
you.
The whole night.
No sex. No sex in the champagne room first night. But like, I would hang out with you all night. But I. You know, but I have to start simple.
Okay.
We all are old fashioned at the bar. Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple. Start with a drink. And then if it's going good, you have another.
Keep it going.
If it's going good, you have another. Maybe you go, I don't know.
I
don't want to plan this out. That's weird.
No, and
you
that's
know?
For him to plan out. But I like that you're leaving it open. I thought when you said just a drink,
no.
I can't commit to dinner. You were saying, we're only going to go.
No.
We're going to have one drink. I'm going to leave.
No, we can have as many as we want.
No, that's her way of dipping the toe in the pool.
Essentially.
Seeing how it feels.
But a dinner is like a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. I can
Do you know
get
what
that.
I mean? Like, I said to him, can we just keep it light? Like, can we just have a drink? And like, because I get freaked out too.
Yeah.
I get pretty scared with the dating thing because I've been through so much crap. So like, I need to take it slow in that sense.
Okay.
I want to go out, but then I want to take it slow once I've met you.
You're
right?
Just tuning in. We're catching you up on Tinder. Luke Perry. Allie has a date this weekend.
And let me please give a public service announcement to Tinder Luke Perry.
Yeah.
And to Allie.
Should I run?
No, Allie.
From you, Gibbons?
Allie, you sometimes have a tendency to overshare and give your entire life story to this guy, and you just said you want to keep things light. When sometimes you open up too much, it causes him to open up too much, and then you're both sitting there going, oh my God, I know this person's entire life story, and it's been 4 days. Oh my God, we're only having a drink.
Is that weird?
Yes, it's totally weird. So, like...
So shut up.
Yes. And Luke Perry, shut up. And you guys just small
well, then
talk.
Then who's going
to
talk?
You'll find a way. Just don't...
How do I learn about you?
You're having a drink.
Yeah, they can't both not talk.
I know, but this is a quick casual thing. I know you, and I know that you said to yourself.
Just let her be herself. Why can't she just be herself?
Thank you.
If she over-explains her way out of it, then she screws it up on her own. She'll know she did that.
Well, and if I'm just being myself, wouldn't he have an idea of what the hell he's going to get into?
He's not going to shut up.
I know, but you...
She's taken enough of your advice this far, Gibbons.
I'm just going by what you said, which was keep it light.
I did say to him last night, are you sure you're not too passive for me? And he goes, what do you mean? And I go, are you sure you're not too passive? I said, I'm a pretty... So he goes, you're like uber aggressive. I go, it's not even uber aggressive. I have a strong personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not even that I'm going to be aggressive.
Type A for sure.
Screw you. But anyway.
That's a compliment.
I hate hearing that.
Type A. Screw you. Am I unapproachable?
Shut up. I'm going to stab you.
But I said, are you going to be too passive for me? That's my only concern because you're so nice and more quiet than I am. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, okay, look, are you going to tell me if I'm being a giant B or not? Are you going to look me in my face and say you're being a B today? And he goes,
yeah.
Oh, for sure. And I go, awesome. Okay, well, then we're fine.
Okay. Now,
if you're not going to call me then on my stuff, then you're going to be too passive.
Riggs, I'm just going to pretend she's not here. You talk to me.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
First thing this morning, Riggs, you asked me what I'm doing.
I'm just going to eat my breakfast. Talk amongst yourself.
You let us talk.
Riggs, you asked me this morning, first thing.
Yes.
What are you doing this weekend?
Yeah.
And I gave you some plans I have, and you said that your wife is out of town tonight.
She is out of town.
You got any plans tonight?
I don't.
Maybe around 8 o'clock we can be.
We're not going out tonight. We're going out tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going out tomorrow.
Son of a bitch! I know. I was
ruined everything.
I'm not telling you where we're going. You know I don't do that.
Yeah,
no
but
way.
You know I guessed the first place you went to, and I could probably guess the second place
you
went to.
This place you would never guess.
I heard you said that when I knew you were going to Camp Bar in Tosa.
Okay,
it's true.
Then you
it's
knew
true.
It.
You
start guessing, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to start guessing. We've talked about this long.
Mm-mm.
Well, good luck
Riggs
on it.
Riggs is over it.
Yep.
Good luck.
We've talked about this long enough,
Tinder Luke Perry.
Good luck.
Tinder Luke Perry.
And Godspeed. For God's sakes, wrap it and slap it before you tap it, okay?
Yes. Ah,
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
It is the first day of summer, the summer solstice. The official first day of summer means also free ice cream at Dairy Queen.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's how they start summer at Dairy Queen.
You gotta download the app and you'll get free ice cream today.
Yep. The DQ mobile app, you can get a free, small, regular, or dipped cone. I would prefer to go the dipped way.
Yes,
it's just
dipped
myself.
All the way, right?
Yeah,
100%.
Yes. I remember my aunt used to work at a Dairy Queen when I was growing up in Lowell, Indiana. My aunt Julie worked at a Dairy Queen.
My sister worked at Dairy Queen in high school my whole childhood, Penny.
She said there
and
was,
she would teach me everything.
She said there was an art to that little soft serve thing they do on the top, that little signature DQ swirl they do at the top of the ice cream cone.
Really?
She was like, you had to do it the right way.
Gotta pass
it was
the test.
The consistency that was their thing.
I have to tell you, free ice cream on a Friday from Dairy Queen is I'm all about it, and all you got to do is download the app. That's awesome, and then go in there.
Yep.
There's two by me. There's one on Greenfield and Highway 100.
Yeah.
And then there's one on Blue Mound and Calhoun. You know, kind of over in Brookfield. So between the corners and Brookfield Square, put it
right
in the middle of by the Fresh Time and all that.
Yeah.
And then there's like one on Janesville in Muskego that I've been to that has a drive-through.
And that's a grill and chill. I love the grill
and
chill.
Yeah. And it has I remember getting my kids like hot dogs there one day, and I didn't realize how many there were. 65th and North, there's a Dairy Queen.
I swear.
There's one in Oak Creek on Howell.
Really?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yes. There's one on Layton and South St. Francis. Like, I was looking at all of the Dairy Queens in the area, and I knew there were two near me. There's one in Delafield and Walmart, this is claiming. I don't know if that's true or not.
Plenty of places to get your free ice cream cone.
Racine has a bunch. Cedarburg.
Right. You got to get their app, though, and it's only for today.
So you download
just
the app,
so you
and
know.
You get free ice cream, right?
Yep. It's super easy.
All right, you know... Man, I just thought of a way that I was going to beat the system and go and get a bunch of different places, but they probably scan your app. They probably have some kind of thing so you can't just go to
You're not going to shiest them? Come on, what are you talking about, dude? Don't do that.
But it's the first day of summer, damn it. I want
Dairy
ice cream cones.
It's a small cone, dude. Get them for your kids.
You're
a grown man, Gibbons.
Let me live.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. Hey, guys. Do you remember when I went to a town hall meeting rallying against and putting that baseball field in Franklin? Were you here for that, Gibbons?
I don't know if I was here for that.
Do you remember me doing that?
Vaguely, I don't.
When I was all
I
fired up,
remember.
I was like, I don't want to pay for this baseball stadium. And I decided.
When he didn't have real problems.
Yeah.
He barely worried about things like that.
I decided to go and rabble rouse at a town hall meeting and be
God.
Don't take my money.
You were that guy.
I was that guy, yes.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't yelling or anything, but I went up and spoke my mind and I said, I'm fine with you building a baseball field. I just don't want it to come out of my pocket.
So you were literally the guy from the community who steps up to the podium while like, the judge, jury, and executioner
Yeah, and all the owners and Mike Zimmerman, all his people are all up there, and I said this in front of them.
Who's
all.
Who's Mike Zimmerman?
Yeah. He's the guy that owns it. He's like the guy that is basically running the whole operation, the whole rock in Franklin is where this is happening.
Like the ski hill.
Yeah,
the
there's
fun,
the ski hill.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of baseball diamonds over there. It's right at like 76th Street and like Rawson area. And I was like, because it's a landfill. I don't know if you know this, but it's a landfill right there. So what you can put on there, you're kind of limited because you have to have infrastructure for like sewers and it has to be steady ground to build an actual structure there.
And landfills aren't the most steady ground.
No,
ever.
But it's great use of the land. So the more I thought about it after I went to this meeting, this was years ago. This was like 4 years ago. So it was
it's
out
been
of
four
sight.
Years in the I mean, making?
It's maybe longer than that because they've had this park under construction that's opening on like the 24th, which is Monday the 24th, I think.
Yes.
Monday or Tuesday. Yeah.
Monday.
Well, they're finally opening this park. It's called like Routine Field. They've got this whole baseball team called the Milwaukee Milkmen that they've brought in.
And it's, are they like minor league?
It's the American Association of Independent Professional Baseball. Right? Say that five times.
Allie and I just made out to each other like, what does that mean?
Huh? I'm glad you asked.
One more time, please.
The American Association of Independent Professional Baseball.
Okay.
The AAIP.
So is that like real players or like dads in Franklin who think they're players?
Which is it? This is like college players. This is players that weren't drafted. This is former players that may have been injured and can't play professionally.
So sometimes
they'll bring in college players that didn't get drafted so they can get seen by the Brewers because obviously we have the Brewers here.
That's smart.
Have a team like the Milkmen here, they can go and say, we need a left fielder or something.
And you never know, because look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, nobody thought he was going to do it. Right. And look at what he did. So I mean, he was good in college. But coming full circle,
I was so against it because I was like, I don't want to pay for this, blah, blah, blah. But then I started thinking about it, and I can see it happening right in my neighborhood. And Franklin has nothing.
No.
And there's nothing in Franklin. Like, there's no downtown. There's not, like, a cool place to go in Franklin.
There's a Target.
Sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. But I pay a lot of tax money dollars, too, because I was like, why don't we have something cool?
Yeah.
And this finally looks like something cool. That The Rock is doing.
We have something cool. Good schools.
Yeah, we do.
Need.
True.
Right?
That
true.
You don't need. That's
and a brand new middle
for.
School, too. Forest Park. Brand new.
Yeah. That is what a parent would want.
I know.
Yeah.
Dude, I know.
You laugh, but
I
that's
voted
what the,
no on that, by the way.
Do you want
the
community to be smart and awesome or not?
Mm-hmm. And I understand that that's going to benefit my tax dollars and my bottom line, as is something like this, adding a baseball stadium with commerce and entertainment, and people are going to go there, and they're going to have to pay taxes as the business, and hopefully it'll offset me, blah, blah, blah.
He wants things for single or non-kids,
people with no kids,
to party at. That's where his tax dollars need to go.
Damn right, and they have an umbrella bar there that I can go and drink at, too.
I am just going back downtown already. I am so happy, though, that the Milkmen are an actual team. Because once you mentioned the name and the league, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like this whole stadium. It sounds like this whole stadium is just five rich guys from Franklin who were like, let's build a baseball stadium. If you build it, they will come. Now
they
the Milkmen
the other
are
team name, they have the Chicago Dogs. The Winnipeg Goldeyes, there's a Canadian team.
Oh, there's Canadians.
The Kansas City T-Bones, they have ridiculous names. Yeah, but it's a legit thing, so
that's
I want to go check it out. And I've come full circle on it because I've seen how cool it looks in our area.
He fought against it in now a freaking
Allie.
Town hall meeting, and now he's praising it
Allie.
On the air.
Yes, exactly.
Riggs, have a conversation with
Allie. Go ahead, I'll be over here.
Yes, Gibbons, talk to me.
Okay, so Riggs wants to throw out the first pitch at a Brewers game.
Is that what it is?
It's on his summer bucket list, okay? I don't know that you and I could pull. I don't know if we have the juice to pull that off, but I think collectively, if we try really hard, mm-hmm. we could get Riggs throughout the first pitch at a Milkmen game
mm-hmm.
In his hometown of Franklin. The hometown boy comes out, and oh my God, he's gonna throw the first
Look at
pitch.
This. He hated your community till now.
And then, Allie, this is what'll happen.
That'll be
finally.
The introduction.
That'll be
welcome to the field. The guy who fought against
Riggs.
Building this field
uh-huh.
in a public forum, but Riggs. Now wants to throw the first pitch.
Riggs, finally. Something to do in Franklin. Thank you.
And then you're going to be so... Watch. He'll be the one. He's so good throwing out the first pitch, he gets a major league deal.
I won.
All these college kids who couldn't get drafted. Imagine. Riggs is going to be the starting pitcher for the Brewers. Man.
Who the hell knows?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Right now. It's a little after 7:30. It's time for our Friday tradition. The three of us together. For the one, for the only, it's Banjo Friday! Banjo Friday! There. Is that up to par? Is that up to your standards,
That
Gibbons?
Was good. That was good that time. Yeah.
Jeez.
I told you I screwed up the last time, Riggs, okay?
Never good enough for this guy.
I can never admit when I'm wrong, man. Jeez Louise.
Thank you. All right, so...
Allie's loving it. Just let the boys fight.
I am. I'm busy reading my jokes. Thank you to... Cass and David in Maguanago, who we were in the Maguanago Father's Day Parade, which people still don't believe me that there's a Maguanago Father's Day Parade.
Yeah,
there
it's
is.
Like it's a mile long and it's huge.
Oh my God.
Huge really? The Lions
yeah.
Club, yeah.
That's awesome.
So this woman came up to me in Riggs and she goes, I have some dad jokes for you from the senior center.
Oh, geez.
And I said, oh yes, honey, give it to me.
Bring it.
Give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So Allie's got this senior citizen center joke, so those are going to kill.
I know they
I
are, man.
It.
I got
All
two
people
of them,
are
yeah.
so good.
Right.
They're so good.
Well, let's see if they play out the part of our judge, Nikki, this morning from Milwaukee. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's Friday, payday. I'm on vacation after today.
Oh,
yes, girl. We're working our way to the 4th in less than 2 weeks. You believe that?
Mm-hmm. No.
The 4th of July is almost here, people.
Now, Nikki, you going somewhere for vacation, or are you staying in for a staycation?
I'm going to Alabama for a family reunion.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Cool. Well, yes. let's play Dad Joke Friday.
Not always as fun as they sound.
Yeah.
Right? Not always.
In Alabama, there's so many jokes coming out. I'm not going
to
say.
Yeah, I know. I'm keeping it to myself right now. I won't do it to her.
None of them, Nikki.
Shame.
I call it a wedding. What? I'm sorry. I'm joking.
Oh, this
I'm
guy.
Joking. All right, Nikki. You know how this works, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed to laugh. First one to 3 laughs will be the winner. Allie was the winner last week, so Allie will go first.
Yep.
For
okay.
Dad Joke Friday.
Oh, sorry.
Bad Joke Friday.
That was all of our faults right there.
Okay, here's the first one from Cass and David. I don't think my pet rock is doing well today. I think it's stoned. Come on, an old lady gave me that. That's
I thought
amazing.
That was funny. Knowing it came from an old lady.
makes it even funnier, right?
Oh.
All right.
All right, how about this one? I don't trust stairs. You know why?
Why?
Because they're always up to something.
Nothing.
Nothing.
We got nothing from Nikki today, man.
Nothing, man.
She's not feeling it.
Gibbons, try it, please.
All right. I've recently deleted all the phone numbers of all the Germans I know on my mobile phone, right?
Yeah.
It's now Hans Free. Oh, come on! Oh, they, well, they, boom!
No, I didn't laugh at the joke. I laughed at the, oh, come on.
That's if you laugh at the follow-up, that's a laugh.
Oh,
that
I don't know
counts.
About that, Gibbons. That might be a stretch. She's laughing at something you said after the joke. You can't go, she laughed at my joke now.
Follow-up.
I'm being fair here.
All right, fine.
Yeah, that doesn't count as a point.
God.
You wouldn't count it as a point for Allie or I.
Hell
yes,
no,
I would.
Like, she
you
laughed
would.
At
yes,
you laughing
would.
At
no, you wouldn't.
I
Allie,
would.
Go.
All
you're
right.
Up next.
Again, from Cass and David, thank you. Two snowmen talking to one another after taking a DNA test. Turns out they're 85% water, 10% dirt, and 5% dog pee. Why does Gibbons think that's funny? Even I didn't think that was that funny.
I had to think it through, but when I got it, I got it.
85% water, 10% dirt, 5% dog pee. That's their DNA.
I knew that the joke would come on the third number, but I had no idea what it was going to be. I thought carrots, coal, dog pee.
Nikki's a tough crowd today.
Seriously,
yeah, she
though.
Is.
All right, Nikki. Why is Puma mostly known for their shoes?
I don't know. Why?
Because nobody wants Puma pants.
Come on, wow. Nikki.
Wow.
She's a girl.
Wow.
All right, fine.
All right. Nothing for Riggs. Gibbons, you're up.
Go on, Gibbons.
What did Daddy Spider say to Baby Spider?
Don't know.
I don't know.
You spend way too much time on the web. That was a legitimate laugh. Okay.
She actually did.
She did.
That one was funny.
Right, that'll count. We'll count
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank God. It's about time.
Yeah, Allie. No kidding.
Allie,
this one's from my friend Carrie. Thank you for sending this to me. What do you call a dog with no legs?
I don't
know. I don't know.
It doesn't matter what you call it. It's not going to come to you. Even I think that one's funny.
That's a classic.
What do you call?
That is
I know,
a classic.
I heard it before. What do you call a dog with no legs? It doesn't matter
doesn't
what
matter.
You call it. It's not going to come to you.
He's just going
to
lay there.
Oh my God.
That was a good one.
All right, Nikki. What do you call a nut with hair?
I was going to say something, but I don't know.
A mustachio.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Damn. With no hair.
With hair. A mustachio.
Oh, with hair.
Yeah, a mustachio. All right, no laugh, Gibbons, go.
You know, guys, I'm really good at multitasking. I can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at the same time. That's true for me, baby.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, I'm the only one getting laughs this morning. I'm loving life.
All right, fine.
Y'all better bring the heat.
Okay, Nikki, here we go. Working out is like a drug to me, and I don't do drugs.
Oh,
get it.
Man.
No. And I do have to work out now today, actually.
You were going
to
say, I do drugs. Like, whoa.
I do have to work out.
Hey, Nikki, you know, I always like to carry around a stethoscope. You know why? In case there's a medical emergency, I can teach everyone a valuable lesson about assumptions.
I'm still thinking
I'm
about it.
I'm not a doctor. I just carry around a stethoscope.
That. You might have to reread that.
I always carry around a stethoscope.
Uh-huh.
That way, in case there's a medical emergency, I can teach everyone a valuable lesson about assumptions.
Oh, because if he has the stethoscope,
you have to explain it too much.
No, too much, man.
Too much.
It's not funny.
No. All right, I tried to go deep with it. I know. They're bad jokes.
I'm about to be the Babe Ruth of dad jokes.
You're going
to
sweep?
I'm calling my shot. This is the winner, okay?
All right.
Someone asked me to do some odd jobs. He gave me a list of 10 of them. I only did 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Odd jobs. I thought that was going to kill.
Oh, it was a foul ball, Babe Ruth.
Oh, man.
Allie.
Son of a.
All right, you guys, I went to a psychic, and I knocked on her front door, and she yelled, "Who is it?" So I left. You like that, Kevin? Took a second. No. I went to a psychic. I knocked on her front door. She yelled, "Who is it?" So I left.
I heard, Nikki, was that a laugh back there? Does that count?
Yes, that's funny. That was
okay.
Right.
That's cute, right?
Yes, that was a very good joke. Yeah. Alex. Bravo.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know.
One is really heavy, and the other is a little lighter.
Nothing.
Oh, lighter, cigarettes, lighter.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Does that count? A delayed laugh?
I guess.
Well, because, you know what?
It took her a second to get it.
Yeah, it's a courtesy laugh. I'll take a point.
All right, I guess.
Go ahead, Gibbons.
We're doing some major remodeling at my house.
Yeah.
In fact, I just finished decorating our bathroom. I learned through tile and error. Come on, man.
Nothing, man. For Dad Joke Friday.
Dad Joke Friday.
Jeez. All right. So this is a great Friday joke.
Mm-hmm.
My boss told me to have a good day. So I went home.
That's funny. See?
Oh, man. All right. Two jokes for Allie. Two laughs for Allie. Two laughs for me. None for Riggs.
I had one.
Dad Joke Friday. Did you have one?
I did.
Dad Joke Friday.
It was a courtesy laugh.
Oh, that's right. We're counting courtesy laughs now.
Am I going to have a comeback on Gibbons? You better bring the heat this time,
That
Gibbons.
Has happened before. And if it happens again, I swear to God, I'm going to cry.
You're like winning the whole time.
My turn. My turn, Nikki. It's not that the man didn't know how to juggle. He just didn't have the balls to do it.
There
we go.
Dude, this started out with me having
tied two apiece,
It should have been over. The first laugh I got from Nikki was
quit
legit.
Quit talking, start joking, bro. Quit talking, start joking, bro.
All right, you know, what do you guys give a sick lemon?
I don't know.
Lemonade, of course.
That was corny.
No crap, it was corny. It's Dad Joke Friday. What the hell do you expect?
Man. All right, here's mine, Nikki. My boyfriend gave me a list of things he'd like to do for his 32nd birthday.
Yeah.
And I told him, no way we could do all that in 30 seconds.
Oh my God.
Get it? He gave me a list of things to do for his 32nd birthday. Damn it.
Oh, man.
Nikki's a tough crowd, man.
And she started so enthusiastic. She's like, you guys
suck.
She's just being honest. Our jokes suck, I guess. It's fine. It's fine.
Man.
The female, how about this one? The female custodian in our building asked if I would chill and smoke marijuana with her, and I said, no, I don't deal with high maintenance chicks. High maintenance chicks.
I got it. It took me a second, but I got it.
All right, Gibbons, go ahead.
An invisible man married an invisible woman. You know their kids are nothing to look at either.
Ba-dum-bum.
Nikki, come on! You're killing me!
Jeez.
You're killing me, Nikki!
This is like historic long dad joke Friday.
Exhausting.
Good God.
I mean, bad I joke only Friday. Have so many jokes in the
Next laugh wins. We're all tied to two apiece.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so my boyfriend poked me in the eyes, guys, so I stopped seeing him for a while.
That was kind of funny.
Oh, God, I'm cracking myself up over here.
You're cracking me up, too. My God.
My boyfriend poked me in the eyes, so I stopped seeing him for a while. I don't have a boyfriend, by the way. These jokes are just, I have to reference them that way.
I know you've been going on these dates. I've been following you.
Oh, girl, I got another one this weekend. New guy this weekend.
All right. How did the hipster burn his mouth?
I don't know.
He ate the pizza before it was cool.
God, stop looking at the camera when you make your jokes, dude.
Nobody knows there's a camera in here. She laughed at the joke and killed.
He looks at the camera every time.
I was cheesing the camera for social media.
Riggs is pandering to the gram
like we do here.
Right.
You know what? Just live his life. He's got to look in the camera and wink like a game show host.
Allie. Absolutely.
Allie.
Yink.
Allie. Yes. Can you believe this son of a biscuit had no laughs, came back, now
I
got
can.
Three
yes.
laughs and won the
this
damn game.
This might be the comeback story of the century.
It really yeah. is.
Nikki,
really.
Nikki, I want to thank you for having a good sense of humor with all of us because we were clearly going the distance for
Dad Joe Friday. Bad Joke Friday!
Yes. I will reluctantly take the Batman trophy and try again next week.
That was brutal. That was a brutal one. But Nikki,
it was a bloody victory, but I'll take it.
Interns, we can hear you!
Yo, we're on the radio and there's microphones! Could you shut up?
Jesus. No matter how many times we tell them.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Hey, Gibbons. Welcome
back.
Man.
I'm so happy to be back.
Are you enjoying your two-day work week?
Seriously? Yesterday, I thought it was Monday, and I came into work today thinking it was Tuesday. It's Friday.
A great feeling.
And when I thought I could be no happier, I realized what weekend it is. Because there has been a lot of hype going into this weekend, not just for the Kiss of Summer Hello show on Sunday at the Rave,
right?
But I'm literally going to spend all weekend at the Rave. I'm wondering if they'll let me put a cot up and just let me spend the weekend there, because I'm literally going to be there all day and night tomorrow, all day and night on Sunday, and I am so excited.
Plus, Leslie and Joe that own it sent up a note. I'm sure you can sleep in the basement or something.
I mean, put up a cot in the pool. Let me sleep in the pool, and I'll do some ghost investigating.
There you go.
So I told you guys a while ago, like months ago, before we even announced the Kiss of Summer Hello show, which is this Sunday, tickets available at therave.com.
That's right. Why don't we? Ava Max, Indiana Massara, Bryce Vine.
That there's a big concert there tomorrow night. Saturday night, featuring my favorite band, two of them actually, Newfound Glory and the Early November.
At least I've heard of them. Normally it's people I've never heard of when you go off about these bands.
I honestly didn't expect you to say you'd heard of them, but
of course I have.
Gibbons is an obscure punk rock fan.
Yep. But those aren't, Newfound Glory, I mean, people have heard of that.
But Gibbons, what's your favorite band?
The Early November. They're going to be the first band on the bill. They're actually from Jersey.
I've heard of them too.
Yeah. I've seen them like a million times. And this is like the pivotal moment. This is such an awesome moment because they're playing at the Rave, the Rave room, which is on like the main level. The Rave has like four different rooms.
If you've never been, there's several levels.
The Eagles ballroom,
where the big huge one.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the Rave, which is on like the ground level, and then there's the basement, which is all the way underneath.
Yeah.
And I will be seeing Newfound Glory and the Early November, two of my favorite bands, inside the Rave on the ground level. And then on Sunday,
we got it. They're your favorite bands.
No, it's a moment here. I'm creating a moment. I'm having a moment. Can I have my damn moment?
Yeah, you have your moment.
Go.
And then on Sunday, where I get to play basketball and play horse and do the meet and greets where I got to see my favorite bands the night before. It's a musical miracle weekend, and I'm just very excited.
Just crash in the Grave. They won't even notice.
They probably won't.
And if they see you, they'll be like, oh, it's Gibbons. It's fine.
Wouldn't be the first time.
He's coming back tomorrow.
He's probably drunk. They poke him. Oh, yeah, he's drunk. I'll just let him stay there.
Yeah, just let him sleep there.
I mean, laughing would be very serious. If we could set up me spending the night there tomorrow night, I'd really appreciate it because it's going
to
be amazing.
Are you trying to get out of your house, Gibbons?
Not at all.
What's the real story?
No, not at all. What are you talking about?
Not go home?
No.
LBVS. Can I stay there?
I just want to stay there for business. It's not because I want to get out of the house.
It's not because I went on a road trip with my girlfriend and her kids and her mom. And
No, not at all.
If you can't stay there, you can stay at my house, Gibbons. There you go.
Oh, all right, cool. I got an out.
You have an out.
You have an out.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so R. Kelly apparently does not want to respond to a sexual assault lawsuit. I know you're shocked by that.
I don't believe it.
But yeah, he must respond to the lawsuit. It was filed by one of his alleged sex abuse victims. We know there's a lot of them. If he doesn't, the judge says you're losing the case. So I think he's just not showing up on purpose. I think he doesn't want to, and I think he's just going to let these things lose it.
You know why he's not showing up? It's 9:06, right? So we're out of our safe harbor window. Because he's a bitch. That's why he's not showing up.
Amen.
I enjoyed being off from work only because I had to hear nothing about R. Kelly for an entire week.
I know.
Ugh! God, I hate that
I know,
man.
I know. Hate it. He doesn't show up. He doesn't want, you know, he doesn't take any accountability. Of course he doesn't want to be there and face what he did.
Ugh.
And I guarantee we've already seen from this guy the sick mind he has. He doesn't even think he did anything wrong. I mean, he's like, it's evident when he talks.
I hate him.
He doesn't get it. It's like a child.
Do we think that deep down in his deep heart of hearts, he knows what he did was wrong and he's just trying to go with as many excuses as possible and trying to prolong his little bit of freedom that he has as long as he possibly can because he knows he's screwed? Do you think that's what he's doing?
He knows he's screwed, but he doesn't think what he did was wrong.
Let me tell you the story of this woman.
That's what society says. 100%
I agree with you. Because
that's what everybody said about me. I didn't do anything.
Well, everybody in his community like let it happen and knew it was everybody around him. And this is the problem with the whole celebrity thing. You know, these girls are sleeping with this old guy because he's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But the plaintiff is the girl who's, you know, got the lawsuit against him. She's one of the four women that he's charged with sexually assaulting. But get this, she's 36 now.
Oh.
She filed the suit in February. Said she had a sexual relationship with R. Kelly in 98 when she was 16.
Yeesh.
Yep. And he never responded to the lawsuit, and that was when his lawyers claimed because he couldn't read. I'm shocked that he's an idiot.
That.
I'm shocked he's an idiot. Nobody's shocked by that.
I completely forgot about that
moment.
I did
too,
Normally I go, oh, they slipped through the school system. They can't read. With R. Kelly, I go, yeah, he's a dum-dum.
Oh, no,
who the hell cares?
No, hold on. What do you normally say, Allie, when someone...
Can't read?
Yeah.
What do you normally say? They slipped through the school system. Oh.
But when it's R. Kelly, it's just,
oh my God, yes. who the hell cares?
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Wait a second.
What?
Can we make a rebirth of the oh my God, who the hell cares instead of Kardashian stories every time we mention R. Kelly?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Because there's victims involved
with that.
I was going to say yes,
and then I went to where Riggs went.
There are women that were like assaulted and they're mentally scarred for a long
time.
But
children. You can't even call they're women now.
Yeah. Well,
they were children when they got assaulted.
I do care about that.
Yeah,
so
okay,
I don't think we can do it for that.
Let me take back my previous statement.
You guys are
right.
Like the Kardashians, they're superficial and I can think they're stupid or whatever. I understand their famousness. So that's whatever.
It was the name of R. Kelly, not of what he did to people.
Fair enough.
Oh. Yes.
We can still call him a bitch and say how much we hate him.
You can still call him a bitch,
and pray to God our towers are reaching to Chicago today and he can hear it.
Okay.
On a clear day.
Milwaukee's talking about me again.
They said I sexually assaulted these girls. I swear, it was consensual.
It's crazy.
So what if they were 13 and 14?
Yelling at the Gayle King interview, that whole thing.
Oh, I forgot about Gayle King.
The Gayle King interview.
I blocked it out of my freaking head.
Standing up.
This is my life right now. This is my life.
Screw you.
Go away, R. Kelly.
Loser.
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Allie. Mm-hmm. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or just search for Riggs and Allie wherever you find your podcasts. We learn a lot on the show every day. Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that Allie was very quick to run to her doctor to get an IUD put in.
Yeah. Yes, birth control.
Yes, because she has a date this weekend. Hold
Not
because she wants to have sex. Not because she wants to make whoopee. Just because, and it just happened to be centered around this date, maybe.
Listen,
just a little bit.
You don't even want to know the whole background on the birth control.
I do know the whole background on the birth control because you told me off the air earlier.
Yeah,
yes, you did.
I was here.
Witnessing the whole thing in horror, comparing it to a mosquito wristband.
But you don't know how I ended up making the appointment for the birth control.
With your phone or your email? Hello?
I'll tell you off the air.
Yes, please. Tell us off the air.
I had no idea.
I met another guy who said, if we need to get you on birth control, I said, I agree. I made an appointment. I no longer talked to that guy. And I kept the appointment. And now I had the appointment. Now I get the birth control. And
Different guy. I'm
going to go out with somebody else.
Tinder Luke Perry, man.
So that's the background, guys.
Hold on. This isn't even a slow clap. This is straight up standing up. Badass bitch, you! You are badass!
I'm trying to work it. Let me live my life.
Don't give an F. Do your thing.
I really
Living
don't.
Your best life. That's
trying.
Amazing.
I'm going to get birth control.
Well, yeah, I don't want to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Last
and I'm
going to
wear
show.
A body condom on top of it, so we'll be fine, guys.
I'm just not even
going to
touch it all.
Speaking of condoms, On my trip to Colorado, I stopped at a rest stop in the bathroom. Yeah. And at truck stop rest stops, they sell condoms in the bathrooms.
Yeah, condoms, mints, and crappy cologne.
And if the hooker, they're using them with the hookers?
There was an underwear condom, where the woman puts on latex underwear that works as a condom. It was...
What?
Bro, I don't know.
Did you should have bought some?
I thought about it, but I didn't change my pocket.
Latex. I didn't change in my pocket. Yeah. And like you would buy a condom anyway.
And who goes to the bathroom with so many quarters, by the way?
Right? $2 in quarters.
Well, I appreciate your support.
I got you, girl.
Thank you, because Gibbons is always pushing me, like, do this, don't do that.
And now, just to make it super awkward, when I see you on Sunday, if you're not walking weird, I have questions.
I'm not going to do it with a guy on the first date. I wait till the second. Come on.
Well, go have lunch with him, then have dinner with him later. Like him.
Shut up, Gibbons.
Huh? He'll be waiting in the car for Kiss of Summer Hello, and then afterwards, she'll be
knocking it
out of the park in the parking lot.
We don't even like each other when we go out.
But optimism. Hello. Yeah.
True.
Allie, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs actually went to a city council meeting in Franklin.
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
He was mad about something they were doing.
He was mad about the baseball
comments.
We
don't even care. I mean, it was like some random thing, and then he's happy the baseball field got built.
Hell yeah.
So now he changed his mind, and he's supporting them now, even though he went out of his way to fight against it.
Yeah, well, I just wanted more clarification. I wanted to make sure no money was coming out of my pocket to pay for this baseball stadium, and now I'm fine with it because I didn't have to pay anything for it.
Not only are you fine with it,
they're going to let me throw a first pitch, too.
I heard a rumor.
I will be sending a note to Trish Raspberry from the Milwaukee Milkmen. But that'll be my warm-up to throwing my first pitch at Miller Park.
Gibbons and I already threw one at the Chinooks game. I don't remember why you didn't come with us, because we all got invited.
Oh, that's right. Riggs
wasn't there.
I was out of town for something.
I forget what it was.
I don't know.
I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
Oh, yes?
That he is obsessed with music to an extent that he's going to be at the rave all weekend long.
Yeah, man.
Not only for our show on Sunday, but he's going to see Newfound Glory. And what was your other favorite band? What was the other one?
The Early November.
The Early November. You're both at the rave on Saturday. He's just going to sleep there. And then go to Kiss the Summer Hello on Sunday.
Hell yes,
He's going to shower in the pool at the rave.
They have showers down there. Have you seen those? There's a whole locker room. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really do?
Yeah. It used to be a men's club.
Well, and where are the artists going to shower if they want to shower? You got to have showers in a venue for artists.
It's rock and roll, man. We don't shower.
Okay, look, I understand like Marilyn Manson and all them don't shower. But like when Camila Cabello comes, where is she going to shower?
Ava Max would probably like to shower if she feels the need to.
You're right.
That's funny.
Catch up with show number 688 at 1037kissfm.com. We will talk to you Monday if we don't see you Sunday for Kiss the Summer Hello.
Yes.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.